Joe Biden, 81, delivers gaffe-ridden press conference with Kenyan president. By Wendell Hasibo on May 24, 2024. President Joe Biden appeared to struggle to deliver cogent thoughts during his press conference with Kenyan President William Ruto on Thursday, raising concerns about his fitness for office. The awkwardness of the press conference was the latest in a series of public events in which Biden struggled to deliver remarks without gaffes. Aides to Biden corrected 9 gaffes on a transcript of a speech he delivered on Sunday. During Thursday's press conference, Biden repeatedly answered questions by reading long quotes from notes hidden behind the lectern. He also called Vice President Kamala Harris the president. "Our nation's first black vice president, President Kamala Harris," he said. Biden told the Kenyan president that the African continent will have 1 billion people not too soon. The African Development Bank Group estimates the African population to be at least 1.2 billion. After the press conference ended, Biden randomly shouted, "Whoa!" and threw up his hands. This concludes the press conference. Thanks, everybody. Thanks you, everybody. This concludes the press conference. Thank you. Thanks, everybody, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said immediately after Biden's "Whoa." Biden, whom special counsel Robert Hur described as an elderly man with a poor memory, suffers from atrial fibrillation, peripheral neuropathy in his feet, and hyperlipidemia, according to his annual physical, conducted in February by physician Kevin O'Connor. The health challenges might explain why he struggles to remain upright. Biden has tripped, tumbled, and stumbled at least 5 times during his presidency. Biden implemented a new strategy of walking to and from Marine One with multiple aides to draw less attention to his physical ailments, Axios's Hans Nichols and Alex Thompson reported in April. Biden also began boarding Air Force One from the shorter steps at the rear of the aircraft, instead of the taller staircase at the front. Biden also does not wear typical dress shoes with his suits. He wears a specially crafted sports shoe to help him walk, a typical wardrobe change for the elderly. Polling shows that Americans question Biden's ability to lead. About 1/3 of Democrats doubt Biden's mental fitness, a Harvard/Harris survey recently found. Another poll revealed that 82% of Americans harbor concerns about the Dems' physical and mental health. Only about 1/3 of voters say Biden is physically or mentally fit to serve a second term, Quinnipiac found. Wendell Hasibo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former GOP war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasibo or on Truth Social @WendellHasibo.